of course, bring us anything you would like. The number for you is 855-453. Tonight it's Ian with you.
Allie.
And Mark.
1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that you'll find there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. You get to control the content of the site. When you find something online that you think's interesting, you want to share with other listeners to the show, you just submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com, and then it pops up on the site in the upcoming stories queue, and others get to vote at that point as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion, and you get to vote on things as well. And the most voted up will be at the front page in the top of the website, freetalklive.com. And sometimes we find some very interesting stuff on our very own website to share with you on the air. Right now, we're talking about a disturbing ordinance out of Chicago where it looks like they have voted to adopt this new ordinance as introduced by Mayor Rahm Emanuel. And it deserves to be said here that clearly this is building on an already existing tyranny, and that is the tyranny of the protest permit. And this is not something that's uncommon across America, and certainly in cities and larger cities. It's very common to for the city government people to demand that in order to have a protest, one must have a permit. Because this is America. You don't just get to go out and hold a sign without asking your government's permission
first.
Well,
this is everybody's land, so we must dole it out in fair fashion. So, therefore, anybody could use this space unless you get a permit. You're trouncing on other people's rights.
That's the idea.
Critics say the sit-down-and-shut-up ordinance, as it's been called, seeks to chill protests and civil liberties, introducing a mandatory $1 million liability insurance for protests, a heightened police presence. Does that mean you have to hire off-duty cops to come in? That's not made clear here, but doesn't sound good.
My understanding, there was a lawsuit at one point in the past that required cities to pay for security for protests.
And more difficulty in getting the permit. So it's not just a new million-dollar policy, it's more difficult just all around in order to be able to be permitted to protest. Increased fines of up to $1,000 for people arrested during a protest were originally in place, but Emanuel withdrew that proposal on Tuesday. When the ordinance was first introduced, it was said to only be
a
measure for the NATO G8 conference to be held in Chicago in May, but it was later revealed the ordinance change is expected to be permanent. The ordinance focuses on bureaucratic measures to chill the protests, but for low-income and immigrant communities, it might be enough to keep them off the street entirely, say organizers. Occupy Rogers Park and Occupy the South Side, representing Chicago's areas with large proportions of low-income communities, sent out a letter last week highlighting this issue, saying that their letter said this ordinance doesn't exist in a vacuum. After all, political speech is not about speech itself. It's about issues of public policy that affect citizens who wish to convey their concerns in the public space. While the city's leadership has talked of tough choices and the need to balance the budget, communities of color have been forced to endure the greatest losses in areas of education, medical care, and access to living wage employment. Restricting our ability to speak to those concerns would be unconscionable. But they're going to do just that. Chicago Independent Media Center reports that the ordinance, as it stood the day before the vote, contains the following. Nonviolent civil disobedience could now carry a $200 to $1,000 fine, up from $25 to $500 in addition to other more typical misdemeanor charges. But what that's not making clear to me is, are they saying that, let's say I were the person who was organizing the protest, would I be the one who's liable to pay that fine? If someone else at my protest is behaving in a nonviolent, civilly disobedient manner,
or somebody who's standing nearby your protest,
are they going to issue that fine up to, again, $1,000 to me? That's not made clear. But that's what it sounds like. Because if you're arrested for something, there's usually a fine attached to that, right? Like if I'm arrested for disobeying an officer or resisting arrest, there's usually a fine provision in the misdemeanor charge or whatever that comes with that. So
the judge can sentence you to.
Right. So the idea that nonviolent civil disobedience, just that alone, that huge category, would carry a fine, sounds to me like they're coming after the protest organizers.
Well, I would agree, and that stuff annoys them. They don't like it.
So they're trying to stamp out basically like uncentralized movements in which they have protests. Like a lot of protesters know one who's like the head organizer. It's just a couple people are out protesting and then more people show up and then the people who originally were doing it left and so now there's
right,
no one in charge.
You can't control who comes to your protests. You can't. We were talking about the
but the powers that be have a very difficult time with civil disobedience and nonviolence because they look so bad. There's that video of the protesters, and I think it might have been Oakland or Seattle or whatever, with the guy walking along spraying the bear mm-hmm. spray in their faces while they're just sitting there across the sidewalk.
Yes, it does.
It looks very, very bad for them.
Virtually every street protest in downtown will be designated as a large parade, requiring $1 million in liability insurance and for organizers to agree to reimburse the city for any damage to the public way or to city property arising out of or caused by the parade. Large parade or not, organizers would be required to provide the city with a description of any recording equipment, sound amplification equipment, banners, signs, or other attention-getting devices to be used in connection with the parade at least a week in advance of the march. This is insane micromanagement. You have to tell the city in advance what all of the signs at the protest are going to say, or
My
you don't
God.
Get your permit.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
They're not going to give you a permission permit based on what your sign says?
Correct. And are you planning on having a megaphone? Are you planning on having an amplifier of some sort? You need to tell us what your equipment is going to be, what your banners are going to say, any recording equipment you might have on hand.
If you're
going to
say anything through the microphone, we're going to need some text.
Wow. Don't give them ideas, Mark.
What else would they
say? How much more micromanaged can they be?
It kind of reminds me of these videos I see of people going to the presidential candidates' speeches and stuff and them wanting to bring in signs, maybe in protest of the candidate or maybe in support of the candidate, but no matter, no signs are allowed. I've seen videos like this, and it just kind of blows my mind, the idea that on public property, in which, like, in a political conversation where signs aren't allowed, where, you know, you can't speak out, you're not allowed to come in with a megaphone, but you're not allowed to bring signs, you're not allowed to put, you know, your input in out there to the people.
They don't care whether or not you have, your right to free speech is being...
No, they prefer you not, clearly. That's why
you
they're
have the right to shut up and stay home.
Yeah, they would prefer you not have free speech. That's why they're putting in all these ordinances. They would much rather have no dissent whatsoever within Chicago city limits.
Sure.
So totalitarian.
Again, they're calling all protests a large parade, and they're applying all kinds of insane regulations to it. Every contingent in the march and the order in which they would appear would have to be registered at least a week in advance with the city. So if you are actually having a parade of some sort and you want the local scout troop to march in the parade, you better make sure that the scout troop is marching ahead of the United Cooks Association, because if you don't get the order correct, then you'd be in violation of your permit.
Oh, don't worry. They're not going to go after the scouts.
Well, Mark, I'm just saying, if you're the parade organizer, they're telling you that you have to tell them in which order the people are marching in the parade.
It's nuts.
Yeah. So you're right. They're not going to go after the scouts. They'll go after you as the parade organizer. Oh, how dare you! You've strayed from your plan.
They're going after the parade that has the scouts in it. I mean,
you're probably right about that, Mark. But you get my point.
Oh yeah,
you've strayed from your plan. So therefore, there's a fine in that.
That'll be a paddling. Yep.
Demonstration organizers would be required to have one marshal for every 100 participants. I'm not sure what a marshal is, but it sounds like a cop. That's not made very clear. Under a wholly new section of the municipal code, even gatherings on sidewalks with no presence in the streets would now be subject to demands that they get permits, giving the city extraordinary latitude to dictate what union and other pickets occur and/or get shut down by police action. Allow the police superintendent to deputize FBI, DHS, ATF, and DOJ employees as Chicago police officers. According to Twitter, the first vote on the ordinance changed, this ordinance that we're talking about, passed by the city council 41-5, and the second passed 41-4. So a handful of dissenters, otherwise the Chicago City Council overwhelmingly in favor of new, insane restrictions against protest in Chicago.
It's crazy.
But yeah, you've got a chance to have liberty in the cities of America. Just stay there and see how that works out. We're coming up, 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Heritage for the Blind reminds you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day with all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring us anything that you want. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733, and you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We'll give you the features on the site, so enjoy them. They are free, unlike those other talk shows that want to charge you for their websites. You can go over and enjoy the webcam if you like. You can watch, listen, and interact. The Free Talk Live studio cam is there, and the chat room's built into the same page, so you can talk with other Free Talk Live listeners at the same time as watching over at cam.freetalklive.com, cam.freetalklive.com. Coming up in about a month, February 23rd through the 26th. Man, this is going to be here before we know it, before you know it. The Liberty Forum is happening again in Nashua. It's back after taking a year off, unfortunately. Back last year, it didn't happen. And this year it is happening again. The original organizer is back on board, Chris Lawless, also known as the Giant from the Ron Paul campaign.
The freaking giant.
In New Hampshire, correct. The freaking giant. And he is a big man. There is no doubt about it.
Indeed.
No exaggeration. And he's also a really nice guy and really good at putting together a great event that will feature all kinds of excellent speakers. People like Jody Emery from Cannabis Culture, Prax Girl from her YouTube channel.
Yay.
Carlos, are you familiar with Prax Girl?
I love Prax Girl.
I have watched one of her videos, and she is very brilliant, that lady.
She's also really pretty.
There's that, too. So you'll be able to meet those lovely ladies. And Peter Schiff, as well, the investment advisor, is going to be on site. He'll be giving a seminar of some sort on Friday, and also will be giving the keynote speech on Friday night at a dinner. There will be dinners and luncheons and a variety of speakers. I've only touched on a handful of them here. But you will get into all of these things if you get the VIP pass, which is just over a couple hundred bucks, like $210 or something like that. It's not an expensive convention at all. And you can save 10% if you use discount code FTL2012 in order to save a few extra bucks. FTL2012 is the discount code, and you can go and get signed up and learn more. The schedule, by the way, was released yesterday, so all of the events are now lined up. You'll know exactly who's speaking when, what panels are happening at what times. The civil disobedience panel, for instance, will be happening. And go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum to get more information about all the speakers and the schedule and the hotel and all the details that you need and get signed up. Don't wait much longer. You don't want to get into a situation where you are waiting till the last minute, where everything's going to cost the maximum. Like, if you wait till the day of and just show up, you're going to pay more because of that. So get on board now, and you won't risk running out of room in the hotel. That's always a possibility. If that hotel runs out of space, you've got to go to a different hotel. And that's not fun. Let me tell you, it's not fun to have to go to a different hotel
when
you're at
a
convention where you're having fun. It's cold outside, and if you've been having a few too many to drink, it can be a little inconvenient having to get back to your hotel room in a different hotel because the parties do tend to go pretty late night at the Liberty Forum, and it's just a good old time all around. You'll meet all kinds of interesting people, hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented folks. Allie, you're going to be there, correct?
I will be there.
First time ever at the Liberty Forum.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. And this is what, Mark, you and I's fifth or sixth or something like that?
Wow, I haven't been keeping a total, but that sounds about right.
We've been to every one of them, and Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live. So go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Use code FTL2012 to save 10%. Let's go to your calls, and then coming up, more news out of Los Angeles. It's pretty disturbing. Not Los Angeles, Chicago and Illinois, that's pretty disturbing. But first, Jacob is listening in West Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live listening to WVTS. Hello, Jacob.
Guys, how are you doing tonight?
Just super. What's on your mind, sir?
Oh, I saw something this morning on Facebook about a movement that's been going on right now that's about the copyright laws that are being considered, about a blackout throughout the month of March where they are asking everybody to not download, purchase any type of copyrighted material like movies, books, music, anything. And I was just wondering if you guys had heard anything about that, and you could, give the listeners a little bit more detail about what you knew.
I have not, it makes me wonder. It sounds like one of these don't buy gasoline on this day things. This is a pretty common internet meme. And I just wonder if people are going to buy copyrighted material, will they just buy a whole bunch of it on the last week of February or the first week of April in order to prevent themselves from buying it in the month of March? And will that teach these companies anything in the process? I don't know. I always wonder about these things.
I tend to have the same skepticism. Go ahead.
I'd also heard that that the government had brought some, because I know you guys were talking about that the mega upload site yesterday evening, and I had read that they had brought some guys from New Zealand to the United States to prosecute them. And I hadn't seen anything like that in the news. I mean, You know, I mean, do you
it
know,
wouldn't surprise me at all. They went after the Swiss, you know, they threatened the Swiss bankers over the UBS situation and basically told them that they were going to charge them under American law. I don't know how this government believes that it runs the world, but it does.
It does, and all evidence shows that it's almost true in a lot of places. Yeah, so I share Mark's concerns on this blackout of buying copyrighted material. First of all, not everyone is going to stop buying copyrighted material. Only certain people who agree with a particular viewpoint are going to do that, and maybe they weren't really buying that much in the first place anyway.
So what is copyrighted material even like? What would that even mean? I'm trying to think of, okay, so what would that change about what I would normally do? Copyright material being like books and songs and
it was very vague and you know I'd been talking to some of my friends who you know they you know sent me these invites and you know and they were, I mean they couldn't even really you know expand on the what you know what they were trying to do other than you know they were trying to send the federal government some kind of you know message that. That, you know, if people stop buying, you know, somehow if people stop buying DVDs and CDs or, you know, downloading, you know, paying for music online, that, you know, it would somehow disrupt, you know, what they were doing. And I just, you know.
I don't know. Do you think it would?
Okay.
Do you think it would?
I don't think so because I don't think. You guys had said something last night, you know, about how, you know, we need to get, you know, everybody together, you know, into one geographical area and, you know, have everybody, you know, think and feel the same way about issues like this. And I really don't think, you know, even if people were to say, you know, I'm not going to buy, you know, DVDs or movies, I don't think it's, you know, going to happen because, you know.
It's a really fantastic belief that this would be widespread enough to have any
it
kind
could,
of effect.
It could, and I'm thinking that the month-long thing is certainly better than one day. Because, you know, like, I feel like the oil companies, when you do that, let's not buy gas today thing, they're like, yeah, whatever. So you buy gas the day before, the day after, and it doesn't teach them anything because they know you're going to buy the gas. It doesn't, you know, they're not concerned. When the prices go up, people buy less gas, but they're making more money because the prices have gone up. So in this case, I think that you could almost hold it over their heads.
Yeah, if it was big enough, if the response were big enough to be noticeable, maybe. And
they'd have to hear about it.
Are they going to abolish copyright? No, they're not going to do that. Thanks, Jacob. More coming up.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TERRAGANIX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225. Or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, bring up anything you want. Toll free number 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
Allie,
and Mark.
And we invite you on over to our website. You can get interactive in various ways. You can download archives as well. Lots of archives going all the way back to late 2006. All of it free at freetalklive.com.
You know cigarettes aren't good for you. You know that smoking at some point is going to have a detrimental effect on your health. You can do something about it today. You can try the e-cigarette. The e-cigarette is a device that's 22,000 times healthier than smoking. It delivers nicotine to you in a fashion without smoke, so you can do it just about anywhere. There's all kinds of great flavors. Your clothes aren't going to smell anymore. Your teeth aren't going to get yellow. No one's going to complain about secondhand smoke. And you can get one of the best-made e-cigarettes on the market today completely free. Completely free from Vaporsmiths.com. All you have to do is buy 40 cartomizers. It's the same price as when you buy any other 40 cartomizers later. It's a free starter kit. And you'll get two e-cigarettes in there and a charger kit, so you'll never be without it. You can go to Vaporsmiths.com, purchase the 40 cartomizers, use coupon code FTL, get free shipping on it at the same time, or call 855-2-GET-VAPOR. It's 855-2-GET-VAPOR. Vaporsmiths.com. Coupon code FTL. Do it for yourself. Do it for the ones you love.
All right. So 855-453 is our toll-free number here. We talked about Chicago and them having a really disturbing new ordinance that is going to raise the tyranny level even further, the micromanagement level even further. Allie, you described it as totalitarian off the air, and I think you're right, where essentially every aspect of a potential protest would be micromanaged by the city government in order to give you permission to have the protest in the first place. I mean, just an insane level of, you have to submit to them what sort of noise amplification or sound amplification equipment you're going to use, what kind of signs, what sort of banners, what it is that the signs will say. You have to submit all kinds of information prior to what in what order you will walk down the street if you plan on walking somewhere.
In what order you will walk down the street?
Let me just read the definition of totalitarian.
Please.
It's one of those words that people just hear and they're like, oh, you're just being crazy. But just listen to the definition. A form of government in which the political authority exercises absolute and central control over all aspects of life. The individual is subordinate to the state, and opposing political and cultural expression is suppressed.
Yeah, that's about right. Yeah, you can oppose us if you ask permission first. Well, we might allow you to have an opposition protest if you just do everything we tell you to prior to.
Don't forget the $1 million surety bond.
No, yeah, there was
requiring.
That too. I mean, thank you for that.
You know, there's a lot of people that are protesting, you know, say government tyranny, and then demanding that they have a surety bond in the process,
which
on
costs
property,
several hundred dollars, perhaps,
and singles them out. You know, because there are all kinds of people on this public property anyway, whether it's a park or sidewalk or wherever it is that they are. People are there. They don't have a surety bond for being there. Only the protesters protesting need a surety bond.
So in other Illinois-related news, we haven't had an update on their debt situation recently, and here's one from CBS Chicago, WBBM News Radio in Springfield. Illinois keeps falling farther behind on its debt. As WBBM News Radio's Regine Schlesinger reports, officially the state has a backlog of more than $4.25 billion in unpaid bills. And if you may recall, we talked about this within the last year, where Illinois is in some serious financial trouble because, well, they're governments, and governments suck at financial anything. Spending your other people's money is always a lot easier than spending your own money because, well, you don't take it as seriously, typically.
Sure.
Certainly the government doesn't take it seriously. They just do whatever the flip they want with your money, and they just keep taxing you more down the line. And they get into huge levels of debt, apparently, because they're spending money they don't have. For instance, with their pension plans that their employees, the state employees, have there in the state, that's a huge chunk of this $4.25 billion. In fact, Illinois State Comptroller Judy Barr Topinka says that when one factors in other bills, the figure is actually closer to around $8.5 billion.
Mm.
Those outstanding bills include tax refunds, employee health insurance, and bills that have not yet reached her desk. Topinka says this is extremely disappointing, since a year ago, the state sharply increased income taxes by 67%.
Whoa.
That's a big increase. Can you imagine if the federal government increased income taxes by 67%? I mean, the howling would never cease.
Now, if I'm recalling correctly, the increase in the taxes there was like, you know, it went from like 1% or like 2% to 3.5% or something like that.
Yeah. I mean, state income taxes are usually pretty mitigable.
Right, but still, that's a big number, though. I mean, 67%, that's huge, huge. And she says that, you know, even though they increased the state income tax by 67% and also increased corporate taxes, they're still behind the ball. They still can't catch up. They're still, the amount of debt is increasing.
It's crazy how an organization with infinite resources can somehow be in debt.
Well, the state doesn't have infinite resources.
Yeah. I mean, if they can just tax people at will without,
but
I mean,
they can only go so high, right? Like, there's a certain point at which people are going to balk. Like, okay, apparently it's not 67%, but there's a certain point at which somebody will say, I can't take this anymore, this is enough, we're going to leave or refuse to pay. Usually people leave, they're going to go somewhere else. And that's probably what you're going to see happening, is people in Illinois are going to say, screw this, we're getting out of here, which is maybe one of the reasons why they're not making as much money coming.
But that takes a while,
it's
usually.
True.
That's when they're not going to see that, you know, those in the government, they'll be completely clueless as to why it's happening. The people in Detroit, to some extent, people there are experiencing exactly this problem. They actually taxed themselves into, you know, this deteriorating circumstance that they're in, but they're not going to admit that. You know, it was the auto industry and things have changed in the world and, you know, the whole thing that they're going to complain about, but, you know, this was it. This was the Fabian socialist model that was Detroit, and you can see what the results are.
According to the piece over at CBS Local, chicago.cbslocal.com, she says, this again is the comptroller, that after the largest tax hike in our history, the state continues to be in this precarious fiscal position with persistent payment delays, and frankly, the situation is unlikely to significantly improve in the near term. Remember, it says here that one of the outstanding bills includes tax refunds. So that says to me that they've told people who are supposedly owed a tax refund, well, we're sorry, we just can't pay you that right now. Hold on.
Weren't they doing
around
that for a little while previously? Wasn't it Illinois that was holding tax refunds for I think it was.
It was either Illinois or Chicago or California. I know. I think California did it
California.
For a short while.
Yeah.
So basically, yeah, we owe you this money, but, you know.
What are you going to do about it?
We're just going to get around to it when we get around to it.
We'll send you a refund later.
Yeah. So you just hold on there, buddy. It's not like you have to pay bills or anything. Oh, yeah, you do have to pay bills, but our bills are more important.
Yeah.
So
it's not like you're going to do anything about it. What are you going to do?
Right.
Take us to court?
Right.
We'll have paid you by then, and then you can't do anything about it.
State officials here, she says the situation is unlikely to significantly improve in the near term. Some state officials say the solution is to borrowing.
That's right.
Is more borrowing to pay the bills, but Topinka says the solution is to cut spending. And we've seen that the Illinois state government is not interested in cutting any spending. Their solution is to increase taxation, and as they're saying here, they're going to borrow some more. What bank in their right mind would anyone with money in their right mind would give money to the Illinois state government?
I think that they're not Greece yet, but they're getting close.
$8 billion in the hole.
You know, it's a tough position that they're in.
I'm just waiting to see when the first state government is going to get bailed out by the feds. It hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, I was going to say the federal government probably do it for any
bank. They're the ones with the unlimited resources. The federal government can just print the money out. State governments can't do that. So at some point, Illinois or California, one of them's going to come around. They're going to say, okay, well, we can't do this anymore. We've taxed people. We can't raise the taxes anymore. We're just going to have to beg for some money from the feds and have the whole country bail us out. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
You've been hearing about the new digital currency known as Bitcoin, yet obtaining them has been tricky until now. Crypto Exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell Bitcoins from anywhere in the world. We also offer a complete bullion store, so you can now buy gold and silver privately with Bitcoin. With 24-hour customer service and the most secure systems available, Crypto Exchange is here to get you started with the new Bitcoin currency. I invite you to check us out at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That's bitcoin.freetalklive.com. See you there.
Americans are losing their wealth. People are rioting in the streets. For years, the American people have ignored the assaults on our liberty. The book in plain sight, The Disregarded Truth, not only reveals the truths and the deceptive tactics that have caused the decline of our liberty, but also identifies and explains how we, the American people, can restart what was once a free America. It's time to wake up, protect our liberty, and return the government back to its proper role. It's time to know the truth. Order in plain sight, The Disregarded Truth, today at Amazon.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems. system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want, even in these remaining moments. There's enough time for you and your thoughts at 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy our features we have there for you. And if you like the program and want to help support Free Talk Live, you are invited to support the show in a variety of different ways. One of them is by shopping with us over at shop.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through the links there you find at shop.freetalklive.com, and there's different links for different countries. You click into the right Amazon for you, and it's your regular Amazon experience. You're just entering through our portal, so Amazon knows to send us a cut of the sale. So instead of Amazon taking all of the profits for themselves, Free Talk Live will get a portion of those profits. So you get your shopping done, you get the stuff you're looking for, you get a great deal, delivery right to your door, in many cases free, super saver shipping on a lot of their brand new items, and a whole bunch of different categories, by the way. Amazon's got a lot of stuff, including groceries now. So go and get your shopping done at shop.freetalklive.com, and you can help Free Talk Live and get the stuff you want. shop.freetalklive.com. 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're talking about the state of Illinois in serious budget crisis, apparently jacking up the income tax rate by 67% and also raising corporate taxes has not helped when it comes to the state government paying off its, what the comptroller says, is now $8.5 billion in unpaid bills. This is pretty serious stuff here. The state employees are a big chunk of this, where their pension funds, they're just, the state's running out of cash, and they can only go so far in how much they can get away with taxing people, because people are just going to leave at some point. And yes, Mark, you're right, it will take a little while for people to do that. Obviously, as we've seen with the Free State Project, getting folks to unroot their lives, you know, cut the strings, tie up loose ends, and make a move to somewhere else is a pretty big task. Sure. It does take time. But if you look at Detroit, you can see that people are certainly willing to leave places they consider undesirable over time.
You know, I don't think too many people make their decisions on where they're going to move based on taxes, but I think that they make decisions on whether or not they're going to leave based on taxes. Because they, you know, taxes are this kind of hidden thing. In some cases, you really don't even know what the property taxes are going to be on a piece of property until you own it. It can be very difficult to discern that beforehand. And I just don't think people make the decisions on that. They say, oh, I like this area or I like that area. But, you know, when the money's drying up, they certainly are going to make their decisions based on it to leave.
Now, of course, if you're in Illinois, obviously you'd be interested in hearing your thoughts on all this, watching it go down, and you must be frustrated because they're clearly not listening to people's concerns out there. Their solution is to just tax people at even greater levels, because who in politics wants to take on the unions of the government employees? Who wants to go up against the teachers' union or the other government workers' unions who are very, very politically connected and who could, in theory, make or break your next political campaign? You couldn't possibly challenge politically the idea, or you couldn't challenge the idea of pensions.
Yeah, they have their own form of control. They control a lot of, they have their newspapers, the unions. So, I mean, it's really hard if they're against you for them not to, you know, if the unions are against you, then it's hard to sort of try to get people on your side when, you know, they become the status quo in a way.
855-450-FREE. I was trying to find a little bit of a more detailed piece on this, but the news out of Illinois is very sparse on the status of their finances there. But rest assured, they're not going to climb out of this anytime soon, and it's going to get worse. As the comptroller says, it is getting worse. It's not getting better.
It's an impossible situation for a government, because they don't have responsibility when it comes to money. They just, I mean, you know, there's all kinds of evidence of that all over. So, yes, they do have to raise taxes to get out of this situation and cut spending at the same time. But they can't do it. When they raise taxes, they see more money. They say, oh, well, we got to spend it here. We got to spend it there. They're like, you know, somebody who just doesn't know how to allocate their money. I don't want to, you know, pick on any age groups or anything like that. But, you know, I was that way much more so when I was younger. Mm-hmm. You got the money, you spend it. The government's just like that. And in this case, they don't have to have the money to spend it. They just spend to a certain threshold when things get very scary.
A little more information from the Sun-Times, Chicago Sun-Times. Organizations that are providing services for the state, from businesses to hospitals to charity groups, must wait months in order to be paid for their work. What's that going to do down the line? Are some businesses going to finally say, you know, we don't really want to wait 9 months or whatever to get payment from you guys? Maybe you should find another contractor. Seems unlikely because the government money is just so good, but I suppose that could be a possibility. The quarterly report from the comptroller predicts the backlog will continue at roughly the same level despite spending cuts and tax increases that were approved last year. On the bright side, the cash crunch is significantly better than it was at the same point in the two previous years. Some of those awaiting payment are vendors who work for the state, hospitals that provide Medicaid services to the poor, and businesses that are owed tax refunds. They also owe money to their public employee health plan. Some lawmakers have proposed borrowing so the state can pay back some of what it owes to businesses, community groups, and charities that are going broke while waiting for their money. 855-450-FREE. In other news, more international news, this is an interesting story out of Poland. A Polish lawmaker planned to test his country's new marijuana decriminalization law by firing up a joint in Parliament.
Oh my.
MP Janusz Palikot has announced that he plans to share a joint in the Parliament building on Friday as part of a campaign to legalize marijuana in Poland. The ultra-liberal Palikot's Movement Party will be using civil disobedience to test laws introduced in December that gave prosecutors a choice on whether to charge individuals who are to be found in possession of soft drugs for personal use, according to thenews.pl. He said on this week that we want to invite representatives of the Free Hemp Society, a group that we are on friendly terms with, to smoke a joint in this room to see whether the law that already decriminalized personal use really did do so, or whether there is a need for the amendment that we are presenting on Friday. Palikot, who favors total legalization, reportedly faces an uphill battle in his bid for more lenient cannabis laws. Prior to the October 9th general election, Prime Minister Donald Tusk said he opposed the legislation of soft drugs and ruled out any possible coalition with the recently formed Palikot's Movement, which won a surprise 10% share of the vote in the election. So apparently this guy has his own movement behind him. And a pretty, you know, even though it has been changed, the rules there have been changed, still a ballsy move for a politician. It's normally a fairly, conservative group of people that don't want to really splash the waters too much. To smoke a joint on the floor of Parliament is, I would say, pretty impressive.
Do you think Denis Kucinich would do it?
That would be so awesome.
I don't know him well enough. I've never met him, so I couldn't say.
They actually do. He does skits on, like, the Daily Show and,
does he?
And the Colbert Report.
I was unaware.
So he has a certain, you know, but doesn't seem to mind jokes about his wife being young and hot.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, he seems to have some level of sense of humor. I'm sure other ones do, too. I just don't know too many of them intimately. It's hard for me to imagine Ron Paul doing such a thing. He's such a Boy Scout, you know?
Yeah, I don't think Ron Paul would do that.
But Dennis Cassett.
Ron Paul doesn't do drugs.
I wouldn't imagine. I wouldn't speak to what he does or doesn't do.
Do you think Ron Paul drinks?
No, I don't think so.
He seems so clean cut.
I think he's straight edge.
Yeah,
I think you're probably right about that. Can you imagine Ron Paul swigging back a flask on the
floor? He's so straight edge, he doesn't even know what straight edge means.
The House of Representatives. So I think, more power to this guy. It apparently happened today, ostensibly, and I didn't see an update about this. I'm curious to know what transpired here, but... You know, you've got to hand it to a guy like this, regardless of his viewpoint. Again, they call him ultra-liberal, but liberal means something different in Europe than it does here.
It's really something.
So I don't really know what it means to be ultra-liberal in general, but this guy, you know, good on him, and congratulations to him for standing up. I mean, most politicians don't have this level of courage at all. Like, I can't even envision anyone in this country doing anything like that.
Well, there was some kind of law passed that, gave...
It gave the prosecutor the choice as to whether or not to charge individuals.
I see.
So I guess they didn't have a choice before, and now they do, which seems weird, because around here, prosecutors can always drop charges.
They probably had the choice, but they... You know, now have been given codified that choice in law specifically towards marijuana.
And good for them for making a move in the right direction, as we've seen with other countries like Portugal, decriminalization of drugs. Even in Portugal's case, all drugs, all recreational drugs decriminalized. Has had incredible effect.
Now, that doesn't mean that all that there is no criminal offense in regards to recreational drugs, but like
small amounts.
Yeah.
Possession of personal levels of use of these drugs completely decriminalized in Portugal has resulted in fewer addicts. It has resulted in fewer deaths.
Yep. Yep.
It has resulted in less violence.
People, younger people trying later and using fewer drugs.
Right. So ending drug prohibition is a good thing, and if there were more courageous politicians, it could be done. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.